Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week, now.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Bill King Show. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I'm your host for the hour, and it will be a best of the Bill King Show, guaranteed to leave you laughing as I've gone back deep into the archives of the Bill King Show. You know what day it is? It's that one day of the month where we're heading on out to the Southern Steak and Oysters, so the crew is getting all set up down there at the corner of 3rd and Demumbrian. Come on down there starting at 7 a.m. Bill King on location 7 to 9 a.m. with Nashville Sports Radio. Stop by for some of the best breakfast and food in all of the Music City, and stay for the fantastic college football talk. WNSR will be on location all morning long out there at the Southern Steak and Oyster. And what a time it is to be here in Nashville, Tennessee, as we have Nashville Predators playoffs. We have the NFL draft all coming up in the next couple of days here in the Music City. So a fantastic time to be a part of the sports landscape when it comes to Nashville. Of course, you can follow me if you'd like to at CrazyCharlie615, but I don't know why you would want to. Mostly what I do here, push the button, spin the dials, and I laugh along and sidekick for the king. So if you'd like to get in touch with Bill King, also feel free to do so on Twitter at Bill is King, and you can always reach out to him. Brad Powers in hour number three this morning, but for right now, let's get right into those archives. I've pulled out a couple of my favorite selections over all of my years here on the Bill King Show, and Bill, he's a master. He's a pro, over 22,000 hours broadcasting on the topic of college football, but every once in a while, I'm able to get him to stray just a little bit, and I've pulled a couple of those segments today of Bill King and I goofing on the radio.
Into town, in the downtown 615, at the mothership where everything is launched to you good people every day, which is at Nashville Sports Radio, is Crazy Charlie. CC, good morning to you. What's happening?
Hey, Bill, doing good. Off to a good start.
What'd you do this weekend?
Got out and about, ran around the state a little bit. Not a whole lot. Played a little hockey last night.
Now, was that videos of wrestling or are you participating? Because I saw some of those tweets.
Oh, no. I was at a show in Chattanooga.
That's
over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was at I'll butcher the town name. Ooltewa, just outside
Ooltewa.
Of Yeah, thank you. More,
correct.
I say more vowels than I think I've ever seen in a town name in Tennessee. Nice show at Scenic City Invitational Tournament. It's a yearly event. A lot of my good friends in the wrestling business get invited because they're some of the best in the business, and went down there and enjoyed just being a special guest at the show. And then my old tag team partner, it was his official last night in the wrestling business, so his kind of 1 month of final appearances in different states, different arenas is come to an end, and we had a little celebration and for him afterwards, and did a little celebrity wrestling roast, and I got to be a part of the dais, Bill. I did a couple of minutes, got a couple of chuckles. I don't know why anybody would laugh at my jokes, mostly because I was just really profane and they were probably really drunk. Got home at about 5 a.m. Sunday, got up, played some mighty drunk hockey last night, and here ready to rock and roll on another week at the Bill King Show and here at Nashville Sports Radio. So, good weekend overall. A lot of driving, a lot of moving around, but a lot of hugs, a lot of laughs, and always good to see the boys. Always good to hang out with friends.
Is there audio of you standing up there profanely telling jokes?
No, this was intentionally off the record, and this was and as a matter of fact, the guy who has covered most of us for our entire wrestling careers, a very, very good reporter, his name's Larry Goodman down in Atlanta, he knows all of us well from cover. He covered every match that I ever wrestled in my career. I mean, he was everywhere. He was there in attendance, and one of the jokes was that this was Larry's first ever show, that he would not be able to do a full write-up and report upon it. and he agreed very, very graciously not to. I'm sure some of those jokes will slip out, but, you know, Bill, you know how celebrity roasts used to be back in the day. Well, you had the element of professional wrestling and right. a couple of talls and some brown bags and a really cheap hotel ballroom, and there you go. You're going to get some pretty good profanity-laced jokes, and it was a great time, great laughs. It just went on till way too late into the night, and next thing I know, I left the hotel at about 2:30 in the morning, and next thing I know, by 4 in the morning, I happened to get a Twitter notification saying that hotel had been cleared out by the cops, so I just missed closing down a Best Western in Ooltewah, Bill. Just missed it.
Ooltewah. Now, that is, just for everybody, again, that's the Chattanooga area.
Yeah, just north.
If you want a city that you can affix it to, there's Cleveland's right there, too, and Ooltewah.
Which, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a good place. If you ever, for you folks who whitewater raft, and there are many places in America to do that, obviously, and outside of America, but one of the places around here would be the Ocoee, and that's the area where people go to for that.
I'll tell you, Bill, that's beautiful country. Once you climb up into the mountains there a little bit, that is really, really pretty area. And with the amount of rain we've had the last few weeks, you know, coming over the mountain and everything just lush and green and full and alive. And Tennessee is a very, very beautiful state to drive across. I mean, sometimes going over Monte Eagle Mountain can really suck, but it was a nice driving weekend, good weather, nice weather coming up this week. We're going to get a bunch more rain. It's really kind of like spring weather right now. It's nice, but yeah, great weekend. Said farewell to my partner. We had some laughs, we had some beers, and then played a little bit of hockey. We had some laughs, we had some beers there, and now I'm on the Bill King Show. I'm having some laughs, and I'm having some beers. Just forget that second part that I said right there, but I am having some talls here in the studio.
Anthony Wayne Jordan tweets, was the bumper music leading into the segment you're on right now? And that is,
Nuge.
Charlie, that's Ted, right?
Yeah, White Buffalo.
The Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It goes on for a while, and the Nuge weaves kind of a weird tale in there.
Correct.
But musically, it's a great guitar riff, and there's a great solo in there.
It's about back in the day when the White Buffalo were being slaughtered.
It is about back in the day, Bill, that's for sure.
Way back in the day. And then the Great White Buffalo makes a triumphant return and dominates. That's the song. Right?
Bill, I don't know. I like the Nuge's guitar playing, but I usually tune him out about the six-minute mark.
The message part of it's not typically his forte.
All I know is, Bill, I started listening to Stranglehold when I was 26 years old, and it's still not finished playing the first time. Hell of a song, man. I mean, if I could go to one, like, have one bass line and one groove playing in the background of my life for everywhere I walk, it would be Stranglehold. I mean, there's nothing, like, cooler than that as far as just driving down the road for, you know, like, 16 hours straight listening to just the intro to Stranglehold.
Don't you have that? Do we ever play that or not?
Oh, Bill, the system's not big enough for that song.
It's true.
It's too big of a file. You think Rush's Working Man clocks in at 8 minutes and is a long song? Forget about it. Stranglehold will take you all the way to Chattanooga and back. As a matter of fact, I'm not even done listening to the first verse yet, Bill. I went all the way to Ooltewah and back.
So for Anthony, it's Ted Nugent.
Yes.
Great White Buffalo.
Sorry, Anthony. That was a pretty long answer.
I mean, he may like Stranglehold, too. I'm just saying.
Good. Nuge has some good songs. I just, you know, every once in a while, lyrically, I just don't think he's the most fantastic writer in history. I mean, you know, Wango Tango. I mean, there's some pretty serious messaging there.
Yeah. That doesn't have meaning for, like, all the way back to the caveman or anything, does it?
No, Bill, I guess what I'm trying to say is I like the Nuge's guitar playing, but his wordsmithing, I think, is a little, little generic.
His wordsmithing is about as deep as 1 a.m. at a random frat house on a Saturday.
Oh,
that's about as deep as it gets.
Are you kidding, Bill? There's a lot of deep strategizing there.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Forget it. I'll just stop. That culture sucks on campus. I don't even want to dignify them with jokes.
I was telling Evie the other day. You know, we were talking Hugh Freeze. And by the way, there's a tweet by Pat 40 I need to get to this morning about the proposed settlement parameters.
Oh, that sounds like content, Bill. Yeah, I mean, that, slow yourself down. It's Monday.
We don't want serious content right now. But a girlfriend of my wife's has two kids at Ole Miss. And one of them is the head pledge rush guy, okay, at his frat at Ole Miss. Anyways, long story short, my wife comes in about a week ago and says, yeah, just talked to so-and-so. She said she just got a $750 bill on her credit card because the boys had been at a strip club.
Oh, man.
Bring that home to mama.
That magnetic strip swipes everywhere, Bill.
That's right. You can't hide that, man.
Nah. Nope. You sure can't.
Should have seen the look on my wife's face. That was the best part. Well, I wanted to say your day's coming. It just hadn't happened yet.
Look, Bill, haven't these kids learned yet that you get your financial aid check, you go cash the thing, and then you go to the strip club? You don't use a credit card that can be traced back. I mean, nobody to this day has any idea how much cash I threw from Akron to Mentor. Well, that's a joke only Black
us.
And Josh would get. Yeah, it was $5,000. I'm honest about it. But nobody can actually track it. All they know is that I cashed that check at the first bank out off of campus at Clemson University. Then you can probably track about $1,000 in sales to the liquor store next to the bank. And you can probably track $1,000 to the fireworks stand next to the liquor store next to the bank. And then from there, who knows where the money went? I do.
Well,
oh, that was fun throwing that cash around. Yeah, if you're only going to throw it around once in your life and you're going to have to pay for it for 60 years, you might as well enjoy it.
But that right there might have seemed dumb to some, but that was an investment into your future. Now you have all these stories you can tell. You were investing and you didn't realize it because you had no idea what the hell you were doing at the time. You were just like burning money and paying strippers. But
Bill, I got to tell you, I probably got more value out of wasting that $5,000 than I did out of paying for that semester with the way I was going at the time.
Right. You got, well, let's put it this way. That $5,000 went in a much better place, strip clubs, booze, etc., than Clemson, because you weren't doing a damn thing with that anyways.
Nah, just lucky, Bill. I'm so glad that with winning that national championship, that means total student loan forgiveness. All those years of being an IPTE, they finally forgave my $70,000 that I still owed them. So now, not only was that an investment in my future, but Bill, by staying in the market for the long haul, it's come back to give me even more profit. Transaction, I actually got paid to go to Clemson, Bill. Now that it's all over and done with all these years later with that national championship loan forgiveness program, which I gotta tell you people, I hope all of your schools win a natty someday so you can get that forgiveness. Man, it sure is sweet. I'm sure glad they put that in, Bill, as an incentive to get the football players to really hook the students and the academics up. And the alumni too, man. 70 years of paying for that student loan, done, wiped out.
That is good, Charlie. You weren't really thinking about that when Clemson won.
No, I mean,
good side product to it all.
I mean, no wonder everybody wants to go to Bama right now. You'll never have to pay for school again. As a matter of fact, with all those natties, they send you a check every year.
Yeah, they'll pay for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Like 2-0 and an 18 on the ACT.
I get it, man. I totally understand. That's why people chant SEC, because they know it's about that loan forgiveness and student debt program. 22,000 hours of content and radio gold, and that right there was just 10 minutes of it, as I was able to get Bill King quite off track with some of my tales of wrestling and roasting and including drinking talls. We'll be back with more of the Best of the Bill King Show. The King takes over at the top of the hour from the Southern Steak and Oyster right there at the corner of 3rd and DeMundbrian. This is the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I'm your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonnier.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
two wrecks, both with multiple vehicles on 65 South in the metro area, one just past the North Loop, the other around Buchanan Street and Rosa Parks Boulevard. Still clearing the wreck at the intersection of Harding and Jonquil Drive in Paragon Mills. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville reminds listeners, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This message is from Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville. Give them a call today for more info at 931-553-4101. That's 931-553-4101. Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville, saluting those who make our country stronger.
It's easy to get distracted while you're driving, especially when you're receiving messages like,
it's your brother's birthday. Call him, please.
And this,
you're pitching tonight.
You better warm up that arm, golden boy. LOL.
Oh, and definitely this.
Saw your ex today, Nick. Why doesn't she know about us? Ooh. Nick.
So silence the distractions before you get in the car. Thumbs down to texting and driving. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. has finally broken through. He is now a NASCAR Cup Series short track winner. I know, it's hard to believe, right? Up next, we have an off weekend in NASCAR. Then it's on to Talladega Super Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr., and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Kelly beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Welcome back in. Best of the Bill King Show. Why not have the Pretenders bring us back from break with all that talk in segment one of the Best of the Bill King Show of the Flats, Northeast Ohio, mentor, strip clubs, all that good stuff. That's right, when you want to rock and roll and drop $5,000 in financial aid, what better place is there to go than the Flats up in Cleveland, Ohio? You've heard that story a couple of times here over the years on the show. So I've gotten Bill King distracted already for one segment, 22,000 plus hours of focused, driven, great content here on the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. But as you know, from time to time, I'm able to get the King a little bit distracted and out of sorts, and that's when we have segments like this where we have fun with audio.
Charlie, I know you posted this yesterday. You've been working on the audio Rolodex, for lack of a better description for me, on your computer. And you've got a working...
Well, let's be careful with that word.
Number of 36. the word working? Oh. What happened?
Let's just say right now, maybe I shouldn't have gotten so cocky in posting my great accomplishment yesterday, because I'm trying to get everything to start working this morning. And for whatever reason, that particular program is in what we call eternal buffering mode. So it appears to be there, but it's not doing its thing. So I don't think I did anything wrong yesterday. I certainly put in a couple hours, but I'm excited about it. And it's just a part of the ever-growing and expanding technologies and things we're doing here in studio. And once I get this thing up and running, it's not only going to benefit this show, but going to benefit the entire station. And it was a long time coming. It was, we needed to upgrade some more important things other than the program that drops sound bites into the show. But it's important to me. It's another tool, another asset. It makes things easier for me. So once we get this thing bugs worked out, troubleshot, all that, we'll have all those great sound bites right at the ready at all times, and we'll have that for all our different shows here. So I'm excited about it. We've done a lot of cool things up here in the last few weeks, and there was bound to be some bugs in the system along the way to work out, but maybe I shouldn't have been so cocky yesterday. Bill, that's what happens. You get arrogant and the universe knocks you back down. That's the part of life. That's the cycle.
What were some of the, because on purpose, when I saw your tweet, I did start looking at the picture with some of the audio files. And I said, don't, because I want it to be like Christmas. I didn't want to see them all.
I was hoping we were going to get to have a lot of fun with them this morning. And I mean, I could still load them manually, but it would be a lot easier if they were on this push button program right next to me where I can just click them at will. But you saw a couple of, I picked what I consider to be the 36 classic sound bites to create one full block of drops for us. And Bill, I know that you noticed a couple of your favorites were in there. Stephen Lexington, of course, he's on that list.
So Sling Blade Steve made it, even though he's a relatively new audio member. Now some will say, well, Bill, no, he was original back at 1510. Yeah. But most of this audience isn't. Now, there's a group from the 1510 days, but most of this audience is more the satellite radio group and others as well. They don't go back to 1510, even though I hear literally every day from somebody about the 1510 days. Guy came up to me up at the borough in between parking tickets and said, hey, you were on 1510, weren't you, Bill? I remember that. And didn't have so much knowledge of the satellite days. But, Charlie, give me audio clips that maybe I don't know if I've forgotten about, but it's been a while. What did you pull up from that batch?
I'll tell you what, give me about 45 seconds. They're all manually loading right now, and I'd rather play them for you than explain them to you. That's an easy way.
Oh, yeah. You may have something?
Oh, I have another way to play them all. It's just not as simple. Just hang on one second. Let me roll to the other side of the room.
Let's play Surprise the Host when you get back. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still here. I'm just on the other side of the room.
Great. I love the echo.
Good radio. Big studio.
Rolling the chair back. Here I come. I'm on my way back.
Okay.
that's an old baby space needle bit. We haven't done that one in a while.
No.
let's see. Ooh, files. Look at all these things I got in here. Oh, Bill, yeah. Hang on. I got some good stuff coming for you. Let's see. Let's drop this one first.
Okay.
Hang on. One more thing.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
Now, that one is...
That's a classic. That's a classic. That's one of my favorite sound bites of all time.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
That's from the list of people you've run off, though, Charlie. That's a different list.
No, he's welcome back. I've told him that. I've told his representation that he is welcome back, and that whatever the issue was before, I hope that it's water under the bridge, because passionate college football fans always welcome to call in to the arena of ideas. That is a certainty.
There's one. Give me. Another random
Gerald Northwestern. Oh, well. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
It was supposed to just be great to be on with the King, but I think I gave it away.
That's okay. Thank you, Fitzy. He's about to embark on Camp Canoe.
Dang. Nick Saban hooked your boy up. Roll toilet.
Wow.
That's right. One. Roll toilet still in the Rolodex.
Do that again. I forgot about that one.
Dang. Nick Saban hooked your boy up. Roll toilet.
Man.
I believe that was a recruit flushing a letter from the university down the toilet.
I think, well, I was going to say, I think that was from, that was the D.A. Jerry Jones and his commentary post-case a few days ago down there in the Ouachita Parish. I forgot all about that one. Wow. Wow. Okay.
All right, let's see. You got a couple more.
I'm not finished opening presents, Charlie. Let's keep them coming
okay,
now.
Okay, I like this one, too.
Mark Rick, who is a better-looking Phil Fulmer.
I've always liked that one.
That is, wow. Mark Rick, a better-looking Phil Fulmer. Who is the actress? Oh, Charlie. Who is the actress that fans used to always say Mark Rick looked like before we started the energy vampire thing? What was
I don't
her
know.
Name? Blonde actress. Oh, Charlie, this might have been pre you at the baby Space Needle, but oh, what was her name? And where can I? Darn. What did they call her? Because they called. Now, when we had Jim Donnan, was on, it was always that Ned Beatty look-alike loser or something like that, you know? They would always do the Ned Beatty thing with him. But what was her name? And they would juxtapose pictures. Hey, audience, you got to help me. Charlie, they would juxtapose pictures of Mark Rick and this actress. By the way, actress isn't bad looking. I'm not saying. I'm just saying she's attractive. But it would be this actress face juxtaposed against Mark Rick's, and you would go, wow. What was her? Oh, Charlie, you'll know her too. I can promise you.
Let me play another sound bite while you noodle that one over in the brain.
Joe, I got to take you to the woodshed for a minute, man.
But bring it, Kenny. Let's do it, man.
ESPN and the SEC Network is not doing Paul Feinbaum any favors. That is like watching paint dry. He looks like a mortician, and I keep expecting him to say, sir, we're going to do everything in our power to make your mom look good. We're very sorry for your loss, and we're sure she's in a better place.
That's Joe Tessitore, more than me, on there. He was in studio with us, and I forgot about that.
That's amazing what you can find when you spend enough time going through the files.
Family, we're sorry about your loss, but your mom's in a better place.
Paul Feinbaum looks like a mortician's one that I'll never let go.
I haven't thought about that, but being greeted, he's kind of got that solemn look on his face. Man. Looks like he hadn't been outside ever.
That's where I'd like to book my services, Bill, with Feinbaum. Feinbaum Mortuary Services.
In the South, he'd probably make a killing. In Alabama, definitely.
Wow. One side of the room is for Alabama fans, the other side's for Auburn fans.
Tabitha on Twitter, Wolverine Dan, and no, he is not welcome back. Chuck on Twitter, Charlie, if Scotland leaves, is that the same as Texas A&M joining the SEC? Do you see my picture of the guy in the convertible flipping everybody off? That was Great Britain today. I like that one.
Hey, Charlie, vote Fellini. Hey, don't screw it up next week, now.
That's our boy. That's our boy. I miss the dead air interviews with Bo when I'd ask him a question.
And he would just sit there?
He'd just sit there. I've never had a regular interview with somebody that accomplished typically so little that got so much commentary and compliments than Bo Pelini.
They could be incredibly informative and enlightening, or extremely awkward, depending on the result of the previous Saturday.
The awkwardness was the attractiveness. That's what it turned into, right?
I always thought so. I loved it. And, you know, obviously, Coach was good to me if he was kind enough to call me and leave me that voicemail on a Friday night at about midnight.
You still have a number for him? We got to track him.
Oh, no, because that was our other guy's contact. You know, he never let me directly contact Coach. That was his personal baby. He wasn't going to allow anyone to get in that relationship. I might steal Bo from him, after all.
I was going to say we could make that call, but I don't know if we'd get the number.
I don't think so. Well, at least you'd have a chance.
Chuck, who tweeted earlier, Charlie, if Scotland leaves, is it the same as A&M joining the SEC, just tweeted me, Bill, I'm actually in London right now. The Scots are very pissed off. He's there.
I'm just looking at this list over here and laughing. I'm not even reacting to that tweet. The list of things I see over here is absurd. I just wish this program was working. It would be great.
All right, Pullman, can you keep the randomness coming?
Oh, yeah.
We got a second here.
Golden Domes versus Trailer Homes.
That was C-Bus Steve before the Notre Dame-Alabama championship game, trolling the Bama fans. Only problem is he wasn't able to back that up. Play that one again. That pissed a lot of people off.
Golden Domes versus Trailer Homes.
That did not go over well. And, of course, the game was over.
All right, Bill, I know I got to let you get back to your show, but we have to do this one before the end of the segment.
Hi, this is Coach Ed Ogeron with LSU football. Sorry I can't take your call right now, but I'm out recruiting the best football players in the country for LSU. Hold that tag.
Oh, I love that.
You can never go wrong with a little Coach O.
I'm telling you. That was good. Charlie, we're not done with that. We just have to put it on hold for a little bit. We have to
butt-chuggy. 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 What in the world is that?
For all my friends sending their kids to Tennessee, because I got a senior and lots of his friends are going to Tennessee. For all you parents, this is what you have to look forward to when your kids get up there and join a fraternity. You ready, Charlie?
Butt-chuggy. 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 What in the world is that?
Remember that one from a couple of years ago?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't care about the randomness of it all or if it's good radio or not. I can do this all day. This is funny to me.
What's that audio?
I worked for so many hours to get this entire library back together. So you can tell I'm looking forward to having the program up and working pretty soon, because I think we got some pretty funny stuff in here. And there's one or two I may need to check, because I don't think I checked them for the Sirius XM standards and practices versus the local mothership's standards and practices. But we'll get those all figured out pretty soon.
You're splurging, and that's okay.
I'm having fun.
Donnie Tindall. Yeah, Donnie, you are. And I'm enjoying the ride here. Donnie.
The best of the Bill King Show. As you can tell, I was able to get the King quite off track there, quite distracted, and have quite a bit of fun playing some random drops from the audio archive. It's always a fun with Audio Friday here on the Bill King Show, and the King is getting all set up at the Southern Steak and Oyster. The crew getting set to check in here in just a couple of minutes. You know where the Southern Steak and Oyster is, the corner of 3rd and DeMundrian. Go on down there and get yourself some great breakfast and stay for the outstanding sports talk. The Bill King Show will be live on location Nation from 7 to 9. Greg Pogue, Big Joe, they'll be there from 9 to 11, and they will have incredibly special guest, the legend Vince Gill. He will be on location with the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. So come on out and join us, Nashville Sports Radio, on the road at the Southern Steak and Oyster, third Friday of each and every month. One fantastic location. We always enjoy being down there, and what a great time it is to be part of the Nashville sports landscape with the Nashville Predators in the playoffs and the NHL draft coming in just a couple of days. It is truly a great hub of sports activity right now. And while the weather not so great today, it's going to be improving tomorrow. I'm going to have a great week upcoming next week. Bill King takes over here in about 25 minutes. One more segment of me getting Bill King distracted here on the Best of the Bill King Show. I'm your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonnen. You're listening to the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
Traffic is stopped on 65 South just before Trinity Lane. It does start moving again a few miles down the road. A wreck in Paragon Mills at the Harding and Jonquil Drive intersection near the entrance to Harding Medical Plaza. Self-Storage Solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Locally owned and operated. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sky Roofing LLC of Nashville would like to take this time to salute the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This message is from Sky Roofing LLC, your commercial residential roofing experts for the best in all phases of asphalt shingle roofs to plate commercial roofs, gutters, and siding. Call your exterior contracting professionals today. 615-545-7867. That's 615-545-7867. Sky Roofing LLC. They're people who care.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Nashville Hotel.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
triple drops right there coming back into the Best of the Bill King Show. I'm your host for just a little bit longer, Crazy Charlie Sonny. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Bill King Show. We've been taking you on a tour of the archives of a couple of different segments over the 22,000 plus hours of focused and incredible content that Bill King gives you on college football and college athletics. Well, there's been a few times I've been able to get the King distracted, and we have segments just like this when that happens.
From the Wilco location, hashtag Franktown Takeover, Bill King. We're all separated out every morning. Well, occasionally, very rarely, am I actually in the 615 studios. So I'm out here in Wilco, living the life, in town, at the mothership, which is WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. That would be CC, Crazy Charlie, at Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. I heard, and I haven't been there. As you know, I've only been there maybe five times, Charlie. But I heard that you have been pressing for the idea of having a mirror on the ceiling and a stripper pole in there, too. Is that true?
No.
It's not true?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't care about those things.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Bill, I'm a 40-year-old man who's been married for 15 years. I haven't seen a mirror on the ceiling or a stripper pole in almost 20 years. You think I care about that stuff nowadays? What I want is a beer fridge that keeps my beer cold. I want an air conditioning unit that actually works at my house. And I'd like to be left the hell alone after 9 p.m. That's what I'd like as a 40-year-old man. Simple
no
things.
Flashbacks?
Simple
no
things. No, I had all my fun. I got that stuff out of my system. Don't forget, I'm the one that went rampaging around the flats of Cleveland and got myself thrown in jail multiple times. I don't have a midlife crisis coming. I've already gotten all of it out of the way. I mean, it ain't the first time that I went and took a financial aid check and went to a strip club and threw all of that money on the stage by the pole and said, "This club is closed down. We're partying tonight."
That is true. You've already invested in a stripper pole prior.
Yeah,
not 20 years
I've
ago.
Done it. I want the studio to have a good computer. I don't want to waste money on frivolous decorations that are never going to get used. What the hell stripper is going to come by here at 5:30 in the morning? What, one of the ugly ones from the VU down the street? I don't need that.
Yeah, deja vu about right now. Everybody's partied out.
Oh, Bill, we used to drive by the place at 3 o'clock in the morning going to the baby space needle, and it was partied out at that point in time. I can't imagine what it looks like 2.5 hours after that. When the bouncers are holding the one guy that's still left up in the parking lot, hoping a cab will drive by any moment and take him away. Please, cabbie, where are you? And all the cabbies going around the block the long way to avoid going past that parking lot. They don't want that guy at 3:30 in the morning. Nah, I used to get off at that exit every morning and drive right past that place. You'd see some interesting things in the parking lot of the VU at 3:30.
I know a lady that works in that brand new building across from it.
Nah.
That business high rise.
Yeah,
she
great view.
Her office, she's in banking. But her office looks directly at it, and she says she can see the lunchtime traffic every day. And she said the parking lot is full for lunch.
They do
the Deja Vu.
They do good lunch specials at the VU, Bill. And yeah. That's the last one downtown for the most part. They're moving that one out soon. They're moving it out of the entertainment district. They're wanting to have everything downtown be more family like. And I don't care if the VU is there or not. It's on the side of the interstate. It's been there. I feel like forever. It's almost a historical landmark location in Nashville, but they're apparently moving it a little further away from the heart of the business district of downtown. So your friend working in that bank office won't have to stare at the pink neon lights for too much longer.
Early WLAC days, which that studio is literally a block or two away. I mean, you can hit a T-shirt. No, you can hit a sandwich from that studio to the Deja Vu. I don't remember what the event was, but it was lunch. Okay, again, one day around noon. And the station, that would be all the salespeople, male, female, on-air talent, all went, seriously, now I'm not kidding, to lunch at Deja Vu. We all went together. That's the only time I've been there. And I don't recall any anything bad other than it was just a launch. It was not a stage of entertainment or anything. For some reason, it was just launch. I'm not sure why, I'm not sure what the purpose was, but I do remember going there once. It was totally innocent.
I'm not sure why or what the purpose of telling you guys this is, but I can tell you one time I walked into an establishment that featured both poles and eating tables and plates, and I walked in, looked around, and thought to myself, I am at exit 173 off of I-85 at 5:30 in the morning in the state of Georgia, and I am at a place now that has topless girls dancing on a table where they want to serve me bacon and eggs. I actually, Bill, was disgusted with myself and went home. That was the end of that wrestling trip. I actually had to go home and have a talk with myself. I do not see how a strip club in rural Georgia should be serving food on the same table where a girl is dancing over it. I just, yikes. There's so much more I could get into about this, but I'm just saying, Bill, it was time for a pit stop, and you see the sign for the Lion's Den for 100 miles while you're driving, and you go, man, they serve breakfast? You think, oh, maybe I'll get something to eat there. Oh, wow. There's nothing like going into Livonia, Georgia at 5:30 in the morning and finding a strip club open where they serve food. I'm telling you, Bill King, that might be the reason I don't need a stripper pole, a mirror, or any of that garbage in my life anymore. That might have been the come to stripper Jesus moment for me.
That seems a bit unsavory, too.
I'll tell you, man, if you're in Livonia, Georgia, you got two choices. You got the Hardee's that can't cook a biscuit, and you've got the Lion's Den, which should not cook a biscuit. That's your two choices for stops in the middle of the night.
Ouch.
No wonder I got the hell out of that part of the country and moved to Nashville.
Your wife played softball and was very good at it. Did she see the video of the Auburn-Florida little dust-up?
No, as a matter of fact, no. We didn't see that last night. I wasn't aware of that till you started talking about it this morning. But I'm sure we'll talk about it later on today at the house. And I can tell you right now that my wife would probably have started multiple brawls. Probably did. I mean, she's got a legendary temper as well as being a great athlete. It's weird. She just has certain tics that seem to set her off in a sports setting. And, of course, I know what those are now and can drive her nuts. But back in her playing and competitive days, she was a great athlete. But there was, like, two or three things you could do that would really get under her skin and cause her to start some feisty stuff up in the Hendersonville area. That's for sure. I think that's one of the things that prevented her from getting a full scholarship, actually. There's some other things, but I think her temper actually slowed down the process of getting any type of scholarship coming out of Beach High School. And she's probably going to beat my ass for talking about that on the radio right now. So I hope this is not the one day of the year she decides to tune in for 3.5 minutes. I know it is. I already know it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble, but, you know, I don't normally talk about her temper on the air. I usually try to. She is all a professional, but that's why she became a kickboxing instructor, Bill, so she could work out those problems on the heavy bag.
Well, have you watched the video yet?
I'm over here checking it out.
Okay.
I think Karen just called and hung up. I think she's mad because I'm talking to you and not screening her call. I'm not sure if that's her number I see or not.
It probably is.
Whoever it is, just call back.
Was it a Florida number? Was it like an 813?
It's definitely not a local. Call back whoever that was. I'm sorry. I was having fun talking to Bill about strippers and bad breakfasts in Livonia, Georgia. I like to do that from time to time. It helps me deal with my issues by talking them out. So, Bill, the Nissan of Cool Spring Studios, Bill. I bet they're they're so happy they paid for this segment today.
Speaking of the Bahamas, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Gator Dave's been there, and he was at Atlantis because he had a bachelor party. Speaking of stripper poles and ceiling mirrors, we'll have him on because he just got back. He was trying to figure out how to bet the Florida-South Carolina game, the Elite Eight game, while at the Atlantis. Now, not how to bet it. All you do is you go up, you bet it. But which way to go? We'll find out how he did there. And whether he won or not. Now, knowing Gator Dave, He's a Gator. He can't bet against his team. So I'm assuming he put some money in the coffers there at the Atlantis. I'm assuming.
Bill, I make enough money to have seen a commercial for Atlantis once.
I've never been because
looked
I'm
like
not
the people
that.
Were having a lot of fun in the commercial. It did. It really looked like they were enjoying themselves in that commercial.
A buddy of mine just texted me. He says, come to stripper Jesus moment. That's radio gold. Is that what you just said?
Sometimes you have those when you're in Livonia, Georgia at 5:30 in the morning and you're more concerned about the meal you're going to eat than the top that's coming off. I'm just telling you, exit 173, the Lion's Den. Some of you guys out there that ride the roads nonstop, you can tell me. I bet it's still open. I bet you still see billboards for 150 miles. I don't know why, Bill. I mean, you talk about a death trap. It's like it's a nest and a trap just set up to lure you in for 100 miles of late night driving. I'm actually surprised I made it out of there. Maybe my come to stripper Jesus moment was at the right time and I escaped a potentially life-ending situation in Livonia. I don't think I'll ever go back to Livonia now, Bill.
Probably not.
Nah, I've had enough of slandering the good people of Livonia. I'm sure the people that live and work there are probably decent people, but between your Hardee's and the Lion's Den, you guys got to fix up that exit 173. It's really a place of sin. It's terrible. Uh-oh, more tweets.
We got two breaks, Charlie, as you know, but...
Oh, I don't care about those.
Just texted, was the Booby Bungalow closed? Was that not an option?
The Booby Bungalow's on I-65 in Tennessee. I was living over on the East Coast at that point in time, so...
Was it really available
I would not...
Geographically at the time. Yeah.
But if I am at age 40 averse to stopping at the Lion's Den in Livonia, I am most certainly not going anywhere near the Booby Bungalow down near exit 6 off of I-65 near the Alabama border. I mean, I know where it is. I've seen it before, but I tend to not get off the interstate between Nashville and Huntsville. No, no offense, everybody, but once I clear Wilco, it's kind of like being out in the old wild.
Yeah, you can pull over to Rocket City and say hello.
No problem when I get down to Huntsville. I'm talking about from Wilco to the Alabama border.
Right.
Being from New Jersey, there's a couple of towns that I don't think that kind of thing would fly in, even though I don't sound like it anymore, and I'm truly a member of the Deep South nowadays. I don't think it would fly, Bill. They've got particular sets of things they like to think out there. That's it. I just got on another list. Now the 65 corridor south of Wilco is going to be pissed at me for the rest of the year.
Tune in on Wednesday as Charlie insults all counties below Wilco.
I've insulted Livonia, Georgia. I've insulted Pulaski, Tennessee. I've insulted strip clubs that serve food.
Lawrenceburg, Marshall County, all those down
there.
Yeah,
be careful, Bill. Don't name too many of them. They
got Tullahoma Tea down there now. There's some good drinking down there. Well, be careful.
Look, I'm going to get my ass kicked one way or another, so I might as well have fun. I mean, they're going to get me eventually. I'm just saying. The Booby Bungalow's still there, but it wasn't an option for me until I moved to Tennessee, and I was already, for the most part, done with my dropping financial aid checks at strip club days.
We'll take a break. We may be epic levels behind, and you're complicit here.
What? I don't care. I don't care about that addition right now. I don't care. I'm having fun. How about that? I'm enjoying what I do for a living. All right, Bill, we can do this now.
What if I told you there was a radio producer who went to 3 colleges for 8 years? But isn't called doctor. What if I told you he spent an entire semester's worth of financial aid on fireworks, booze, and lap dances? What if I told you his time at Clemson includes jail time? What if I told you he has a poster of Trevor Lawrence pinned to the ceiling above his bed? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Crazy Charlie, the Mighty Drunk Predneck.
The Best of Bill King Show. I am your host, Crazy Charlie Sonny. So, of course, I would select my own 30 for 30, coming out of three of my favorite segments where the King and I got distracted on the radio right there. Mirrors on the ceiling, stripper poles, biscuits, traveling the roads. You heard wrestling shows earlier, and you've had a lot of laughs this morning on this Best of Edition Friday morning. Fun with audio. Absolutely outstanding. Always a pleasure to fill in for the King for just a little bit. And Bill is all set up down at the Southern Steak and Oyster coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'll take over at the top of the hour. The corner of 3rd and DeMundry, and that's where you can find Bill King from 7 to 9 this morning in Nashville Sports Radio. We'll be on location from 7 until 11. Fantastic food, great sports talk, all right there at the base of the Pinnacle Building. Trace that wonderful building from the Nashville skyline all the way down to street level, and there you will find the Southern Steak and Oyster. Brad Powers in hour number 3. Never too early to start getting your handicapping requests in. Ask BP is the hashtag you should use when tweeting to Brad Powers and to Bill at Bill is King. If you want to get your upcoming looks at the college football season, or if you want to talk to Brad about just about anything in the world of handicapping, you are welcome to do so. Brad Powers joins the Bill King Show every Friday morning right here in hour number 3. And on the third Friday of each and every month, the Bill King Show goes down to the Southern Steak and Oyster, and that's exactly where we will flip the broadcast over to right now. Hope you've had some good laughs this morning on the Best of the Bill King Show, as Bill King, one of the most focused and most professional broadcasters in the history of the industry, was able to get knocked off track in a couple of segments by me, his sidekick and friend, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. Appreciate each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and looking forward to so many more years worth of best of segments here on the Bill King Show.
We beat your ass, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Oh,